Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
I got back in town last week, and so I didn't have the opportunity to mention. We just wanted to honor a good friend and brother, Pastor Ellis Pete, that passed away. And they did his funeral service yesterday in the Bahamas, but he was a great man. He sowed into the soil here at Hope United and co-labored with us, a great father, great husband, great friend. And we lift his family up in prayer, Pastor Siobhan and Dylan and Christian and Mackenzie and their church down there. I also didn't get a chance to mention anything last week since I had just gotten back in town, but we need to pray for peace in our nation. With the death of Charlie Kirk and school shootings and violence that we're seeing against governmental leaders, we have to pray for peace. The Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. See, we have to get to a place of humility and pray. It says, if you'll humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. My prayer is that God would uproot any root of violence, any root of hatred in our nation, and bring us back together in a spirit of love. And God would turn the hearts of the people back to Him. Amen. Is that your prayer today? Would you be in prayer with me also that God touch and heal our nation? We have been on a topic for the last few weeks of having a healthy heart. We've talked about the emotional baggage that we pick up from pains and traumas in life. And we talked about how God wants us to lay those things down. We talked about how God can give us a new heart. Do you believe that God can do that for you today? So we're going on this journey because God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be physically healthy. He wants us to be spiritually healthy. And He wants us to be emotionally healthy. But we cannot accept the new until we let go of the old. We cannot hold on to the old while receiving the new. So today I want to talk to you about making an exchange. Look at somebody and say, making an exchange. One of the scriptures that we've talked about, Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a loyal spirit within me. There is an exchange that God wants to make with us. A clean heart for a blemished heart. A loyal spirit for an unloyal spirit. God wants to make exchanges with us. Whatever that is in our hearts, He wants to exchange with us a clean heart. For the moments that we have been unloyal to following after Him, unloyal to the things that we should be loyal to, God wants to renew a loyal spirit within us. Isaiah 61:3 says, to all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for His own glory. God wants to make an exchange. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise for despair. God is always wanting to make an exchange with us. Hope for hopelessness, joy for grief, a testimony in the place of despair. Look at somebody and say, God wants to make an exchange. But here's the thing you have to understand about an exchange. You cannot make an exchange without giving up something. I can't make an exchange unless I'm willing to give something up that I have. You cannot receive something new without giving something up. And I think this is where many people miss it, because they want to receive something from God, but they're not willing to give anything up yet. They want to receive something new, but they're not willing to give up anything that's currently in their lives. Here's the reassuring thing that we can find about God. God will only ask you to give up what you do not need. And we have to settle that in our hearts. We have to settle that in our minds. God will not ask me to give up something that I need. He's only going to ask me to give up things that I do not need. I might think I need them. I might think I have to live with them. But God only asks me to give up things that I do not need. So He's asking you to give up your ashes, your mourning, your heaviness. He's asking you to give up your hopelessness, your grief, your despair. And what He's going to give you in return is miraculous. He wants to make an exchange with us. But to receive what He has, we have to lay down something that we have. This is how the exchange works, right? I cannot get something new from God unless I'm willing to lay something down that I have right now. Let's talk about this for a second, because I want to position myself in a way that I can make an exchange with God. Anybody want to position yourself in a way that you can make an exchange with God? So I want to talk about what it takes, what is necessary to put yourself in a position to make meaningful exchanges with God. How do I do that? You know, we all know that we need to make exchanges, but how is this possible? What does it look like? So I want to talk to you about three things that put us in position for the exchange. Three things that'll put you in position for exchange. Number one, God's presence. Number two, surrender. And number three, faithfulness. I want us to take a look at these things, but God's presence, surrender, and faithfulness are going to put me in a position where I can make an exchange with God. Maybe you've been dealing with grief. Maybe you've been dealing with pain. Maybe you've been carrying stuff for years and you've been saying, how do I lay this down? Well, you need to make an exchange. You need to make an exchange. I know there's people here today, you're saying, Pastor, I hear what you're saying. I realize there's stuff I've been carrying. I do need to make an exchange. How do I do that? I want to show you how these three things are going to put you in a position. A different way that I could say these three things is I need to make time, I need to make space, and I need to stay consistent. How do I put myself in position to make an exchange with God? I've got some pain in my life. I've got some trauma in my life. I want to exchange that out for some characteristic that God wants to put in my life. How do I put myself in position? Make time, make space, stay consistent. So let's take a look at this. First things first, you'll never make an exchange with God if you don't make time to be in His presence. It's just not going to happen. And far too often we get so busy and we say things like, God, well, I want to make time with you, but can I just pray while I do this? Raise your hand if you're a multitasker like me. And you find yourself trying to multitask instead of truly making time. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with people that mean well. They want to grow in God, but they don't make time to grow. How many know you're not going to grow unless you make time to grow? You're not going to heal unless you make time to heal. You're not going to make an exchange unless you make time in His presence to make an exchange. We all live busy lives. We live in a busy culture, and it only seems to get busier and busier and busier. I want to tell you something that my grandfather taught me. He said, son, never say you're too busy. Say it's not important enough. Because the truth is, we're going to make time for what's important to us. If that hobby is important, you're going to make time for that hobby. If making money is important to you, you're going to go out and you do whatever it is that's going to help you make money. If a relationship is important, you're going to put that time aside to invest in that relationship. You have time for what is a priority in your life. So the first thing is I want to make an exchange with God is I have to make time. I have to carve out some time in my schedule so that I can receive something new from Him. I'm not just expecting Him to do it when I'm on my car ride. He may, but I'm not expect. That's not my expectation. My expectation is I want to carve out time. I want to make space in my life. I want to make space in my schedule so that I can hear Him. I can be in His presence. He can do something in me. So that's a question. Am I making time? Are you making time? Not while I'm multitasking, not while I'm at the grocery store, not while I'm at the gym. Am I making time to be in His presence? Focused time. Look at somebody say, focused time. It's an important concept, right? There's a difference between multitasking time and focused time. We have to make time in our schedule every week to say, God, is there something you want to fix in me? Some of the healthiest people are people that make time every week to say, God, is there something you want to fix in me? Something you want to fix in my heart, something you want to fix in my thinking, something you want to fix that was in my past that's holding me down. God, is there something you want to fix in me? I want to take time, make space for you to do that. God, is there something you want to say to me? Is there something that you need from me? Is there something that you require of me? It takes time spent with God that puts us in a position to make an exchange. So first, we need to make time. The second thing is, we need to make space. We make space for whatever God wants to bring into our lives when we surrender. Surrendering is how we make space. The act of surrender is to lay things down. Some people have trouble with this. I think actually all of us have trouble with this until we develop the practice of laying things down. Let me tell you, for those that have not laid a lot of stuff down, I want to encourage you today, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And you can get to the point where it's easier and easier and easier to lay stuff down because you build a habit and a lifestyle of surrender to God. And then He points a new area out and say, you know what, God, no problem. I'll lay that down too. I make space for God in my life when I surrender. I'm going to surrender my ideas. I'm going to surrender my pain. I'm going to surrender my worldview because I want to see whatever He wants to tell me. I'm going to make space for Him to tell me something, to build something new into me. The act of surrender is to lay things down. When you surrender to the police, you're laying down your weapon or you're surrendering your hands. You can surrender a piece of property. You can surrender fruits and vegetables when you come back into the country. Amen. Some people are getting convicted right now because you're sneaking fruits and vegetables into the country. In the spirit, we surrender ourselves. God also wants us to surrender our hurts, our pains to Him. While you're in His presence, because you've made time, you're able to surrender the things that you're holding on to at the foot of the cross. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. I want to remind you, God cares for you. I want to remind you today, God loves you. I want to remind you today, God said that you can cast your pains and your cares and your anxiety on Him because He cares about you. You don't have to carry that stuff. You can step into His presence, make some time, and you can make an exchange with Him. You can lay that stuff down. The world will tell you you got to carry it. God will tell you you can lay it down. So the second thing that puts us in position to make an exchange is surrender. Part of surrendering your life to God is being willing to surrender other things that He exposes while you're spending time in His presence. Let me tell you something. Being in God's presence, if you're really listening, if you're really honest, He's going to point out all kinds of stuff. You could come into your the presence of God thinking you got it all together, and He's going to find something to help you grow. He's going to find something to help you become more like Christ. He's going to say, I want you to work on this. I want you to change that so you can be more like me. He's going to highlight things that He wants us to surrender. Hey, that's one of the things about being in His presence. He's going to refresh you. He's going to restore you. He's going to redeem you. He's also going to show you some stuff He wants you to surrender. Just like when you're going into the country, you got to surrender stuff. You come into the presence of God, you're going to have to surrender things. David said, who will ascend to the hill of the Lord? Those that have clean hands and a pure heart. Minister Kenny was talking about that last week. I want to tell you, the more that you surrender and your heart and your hands become clean, the closer that you get in proximity to God. I don't know about you, but I want that. I want to surrender stuff because it makes me closer to God. It makes my hands cleaner. It makes my heart purer. And it makes me closer in proximity to Him. So I want to surrender. We're putting ourselves in a position to make an exchange with God. Carving out time, then learning to surrender. We have to make time. Then we have to make space if we want to make an exchange with God. We need to do that. Make time. Make space through surrendering to Him and surrendering things to Him. Are you with me so far? We understand to make an exchange with God, we have to make time, we have to make space. And the third thing is that we need to put ourselves in a position to make an exchange is after we've made time and after we've made space is stay consistent. Stay consistent with it because it's not enough just to make time for Him this week. We have to make time for Him every week. It's not enough to be surrendered on Sunday. We need to be surrendered the whole week. We need to be surrendered every day. And so there's this power in being consistent. There's a continual process of transformation that God wants to do in us. And healing is a continual process, right? Because He wants to continue to heal us and transform us and make us new and make us that new creation in Christ Jesus. We have to continue to make time for God because it's a continual process. We need to have updates. We need to have check-ins with God to make sure we're still on track. So we have to stay faithful in giving our time. We have to stay faithful in surrendering ourselves to Him. How many people know it's different? There's a different thing being surrendered to God on Sunday than being surrendered to God all week long. Some Christians are still learning this. They do a real good job of being surrendered on Sunday or surrendered while they're at church in front of other Christians. But they got some things to work on during the week. They're surrendered on Sunday, but when they go to work, they're not so surrendered. They're surrendered when they come to church, but they're not so surrendered on social media. They haven't circumcised their tongue. There's more to being a Christian than just being surrendered once. There's more to being a Christian than just making space once. There's the concept of staying consistent. Consistency makes all the difference. If we want to make an exchange with God, we have to stay consistent. Consistently be surrendered as a person. Consistently ask God, what is it in my life that I need to surrender? It's not enough just to surrender once. It's not enough just to surrender when you give your heart to God and have a beautiful moment here or there. But God, what are you saying to me today that I need to surrender? And how can I build into my life check-ins in God's presence every week that I say, God, what are the areas in my life you want me to surrender? Let me tell you something. Consistently surrendering will keep you healthy. Consistently making time to be in God's presence will keep you healthy. If I want to make an exchange with God, I need to make time. I need to make space. And I need to stay consistent. The Bible calls this faithfulness. Making time, making space, staying consistent. God wants to see that we are faithful. As we show faithfulness, we will see transformation happen. We will see this exchange happen. God wants to make an exchange with us today. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise for despair, hope for hopelessness, joy for grief, a testimony in the place of despair. Will you stand with me today? I want to pray a prayer that invites God's promise of exchange into our lives. I want to make a declaration that invites God to do what He does so well in our lives. I want to say a prayer that makes a declaration and puts us in a position of exchange. Does anybody want that today? I know I want that. I want it every day. I want to make meaningful exchanges with God. If there's something in me that's not like Him, I want to make an exchange. If there's some remnant of pain or hurt or betrayal in me, I want to make an exchange. If there's some unforgiveness in me, I want to make an exchange. Will you bow your heads? God, thank you for your presence today. Thank you, God, for the ability to make exchanges with you. It's not our idea, it's your promise. And God, I thank you, Lord, for those that are hurting. God, that you will trade beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, a testimony in the place of despair. God, I thank you, Lord. Each person that's here today, God, you know what they need. You know what they need to lay down. You know what they need to receive. You know what they need to let go of. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would allow us to make an exchange with you today. You know what we need. You need everything that we have need of, God, and you already know it, and you're waiting for us to ask. So as heads are bowed, as eyes are closed, just begin to ask Him. The Bible says, ask anything in my name and it will be given. What do you want today? Healing? What is it that you want? Joy? For God to restore the joy? What is it that you want today? Hope? What is it that you need to make an exchange? Do you need to lay down loneliness and pick up His comfort, His companionship? Just take a moment. Just take a moment and just speak out. You don't have to say it loud. Just tell God what it is you want to make an exchange about today. This is your opportunity to make an exchange. God, thank you for the privilege of stepping into your presence and making an exchange. Thank you for your good and faithful promises that we don't have to carry the burden of our sins, the burden of other people's sins against us. We don't have to carry that. But God, you
are making exchanges with us, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, everybody said.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.